Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Howdy, third hour. What's happening? Hour number three, getting ready to take you home here on this Football Friday. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. Coming to you from our Rocket Mortgage studio. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget, your family. Rocket can. Let's do this. Before we dive pretty deeply into this Eagles matchup with the Niners, a little bit banged up. Eagles, a little early mojo. Let's go around the room. So if you're kind of new to the show, we've got a Raiders fan in Stu Getz. Myself and Santa are Jets guys. Obviously, Tiki's a Giants guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, week two, here we go. You got a tough matchup, Stu Getz. Based on what you saw, don't take too long with this because I want to get to the game, the Eagles and the Niners. But just get a sense of the room here, the show. Are you liking the early vibe for your Raiders? You feeling a little bit more optimistic than you did before the start of the season? Less the same? What?
Slightly more. Defense is definitely better. Concerned about the offensive line and Jacobs and his injuries.
Max Crosby might be a star. I mean, in the
You're
thinking of the other kid.
No. Max Crosby's definitely a star.
Yeah. But he wasn't last year. It was like he was trying to be. He was trying to ascend to that point. Remember, we kept having these conversations about the alpha. Who's the alpha on the defense?
Yeah. Yeah.
He might be that guy.
He is that guy. Yeah. He's that guy for sure. Cleveland Farrell was a healthy scratch, by the way. That's crazy. Santa, I'll let you give the 20-second synopsis for us as Jets guys, because, you know, I'm always talking about the Jets when it comes up. Go ahead. What confident? I don't mean confident, but slightly more hopeful than before week one, or what? What's your diagnosis?
About the same. I liked what I saw from Zach Wilson, but Mekhi Becton being out for 6 to 8 weeks hurts.
It does hurt.
Denzel Mims not getting on the field for much of the game.
That was the oddest situation.
Make me happy.
Watching
and
that game.
I love Quinnen Williams, but like he just hasn't been the guy that I thought. I'm not saying he's going to be the next Aaron Donald.
Whoa, Mike. Last year he was phenomenal. Week one, he had one of the, his PFF grade was 40. He had a horrendous game, but Quinnen Williams is really good.
I understand
really
that
good.
Last year was a lot better, but his first year was eh. Week one was not very good. Last year, he was showing that potential of what we thought he was going to be at number three. Like maybe not the next Aaron Donald,
no,
but
I got you. A game changer.
Disrupting game changer.
He hasn't been that.
He's shown flashes, but he hasn't been that.
But they also have no corners. They have nobody else on the edge.
If you have a star up front, you don't need the corners. He disrupts, and then they react around.
You need an edge rusher, though. Well, you need something.
Quinnen Williams' issue, because it's not a problem, but the issue in how he's perceived is that he's now being judged by Aaron Donald, who has 85.5 sacks in 6 years.
It's one of the best players I've ever seen.
He's unbelievable. So you can't, and I think Quinnen Williams, they came in a year apart or so. I think Quinnen Williams has like 45.5. So it just feels like we want to compare him there, but you just can't compare
him. I don't even waste my time with that. He's a lot younger than Donald. Donald's been around for a while. Donald played in St. Louis for a minute. I mean, when they were still the St. Louis Rams. Quinnen's just getting going. Donald's a little bit probably halfway past the Hall of Fame career.
And he's hurt by the Carl Lawson injury.
Hurts.
It kills him.
Yeah.
Because now he's going to get doubled. Like all those I'm helping, like his offensive linemen, they help each other. So the best player, it's like, I just need a hand. It's like, just give me a hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not doubling, but I just need a hand. Quinnen Williams is always going to get that offhand wherever he is.
That's a strong hand.
Exactly. Whether he's on the center, whether he's on the nose, or whether he's in the three technique, he's always getting a helping hand from the outside offensive lineman. And that's just, it's just hard, man.
It is. Well, here's why I'm encouraged real quick, because You saw fight. Tiki did the game. You saw fight. You saw resolve. You saw spirit. You saw, at least what I see, is the beginning of a culture change with Robert Saleh. So I know that Zach Wilson has a ton of talent. So I'm very enthused about that. I think they kind of hang around a little bit. They play a tight game against the Pats this weekend under no illusions to win a lot of games. But I'm probably a little bit more optimistic than you. Give us 30 seconds on your G-men for the more if you want, because people miss us at the start of the show.
The Giants,
tough loss.
I think there's one specific thing that the Giants got to figure out from this 2021 season. It'd be fantastic if they make the postseason and, you know, we win the division or something like that, which we believe that they can do, but they got to get better real quick. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they got to find out if Daniel Jones is their quarterback for the foreseeable future. And last night, if there was one takeaway, and we mentioned this at the top of the show, BT, is that Daniel Jones can be great. And he's the best athlete on the team. It's obvious. He's a great runner. When he's got time in the pocket, he's a very accurate thrower of the football as well. Think about this. And it's two mistakes that had nothing to do with him, but his statistics were 250 or so yards passing, and a touchdown, 95 yards rushing. If Darius Slayton doesn't drop that 43-yard bomb, he has 300 yards passing. If I forget who was holding on that on his 58-yard touchdown run, he has.
It was a receiver.
It was a receiver, but he has 100. Downfield.
Definitely.
It was 15, 20, 30 yards downfield. This receiver's holding.
Yep.
If that doesn't happen, he has 150 yards rushing. Daniel Jones has a 450-yard day and four touchdowns.
And a win. Yep.
If two mistakes don't happen by wide receivers, Daniel Jones has an all-time epic day. And what did we say? What did I say on Wednesday? I said, you know what we haven't seen from Daniel Jones in a long time? Actually, no, we said this yesterday. We haven't seen from Daniel Jones in a long time a 300-yard day.
You did.
Like an epic, just I'm the best player on the field day. We saw it his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen it since. We were on the verge of seeing it last night. It didn't happen because of little mistakes, but I think they're correctable. I'm encouraged that Daniel Jones is that guy for the future after watching last night.
Okay, now we get to the rest of the division here. Dallas coming off a loss. Washington lost week one. They won last night. They're 1-1. Giants 0-2, lost at home to the Denver Broncos in week one.
Yep.
Now Philly, which is a tough team to diagnose. And it's funny because, Mike, who do we have on again? Why are we forgetting their old linebacker who we had on for 2 days? Seth Joyner, I think it was, right?
That's right. That's exactly who it is.
We had Seth on.
He was great. He's awesome.
He's always good. We've had him on a couple times. I don't know why I blanked on his name. He's a friend of the show. But when we talked about the Eagles, most points this summer, it was almost like, then you got the Eagles, who are probably going to be, 5-12 or 6-11 and languishing at the basement, and Nick Sirianni's odd press conference, and is Jalen Hurts really good, and Devontae Smith is hurt the first week of training camp, and I'm raising my hand. I don't want to speak for you, but I was very quick to dismiss them as a player.
Me too.
And I don't know if I'm prepared to completely 180 that and elevate them to contender status, but I got to start showing them a little respect. They played well last game.
Yeah, they did, because their run game is stout. When Jalen Hurts, runs for, I don't know what it was, 10 yards a carry, and Miles Sanders has 113 or so all-purpose yards, and their offense kind of just does what it wants. He completes 75, Jalen Hurts, that is. He completes 75% of his passes. They score kind of at will. And then defensively, the Falcons are in a tough spot right now. They got shut down a little bit at times in this game. And, Matt Ryan's numbers were a little bit inflated, but that was only because they were getting blown out. I mean, they won the game 32-6. So, some of those numbers that we saw the Eagles defense give up, it was garbage numbers. But I'm shocked at how good they looked. Now, we shouldn't be, because we say this every time. Jalen Hurts he's just got that it. Like, there's an it to him. He doesn't look the part necessarily because he's smaller for a quarterback. He's not gonna, on average throw for 75% completion percentage and hit the 300-yard marker. But he always finds a way. There's something about a player like him that's exciting, and I think that excitement lifts the squad, right? And it lifts them above where their expectations maybe are. And so, the jury's still out on them.
Yep.
But they're a team I like watching, even though I hate the Eagles. But it's a team I like watching simply because of their quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I think about the Eagles, too. And and you have to incorporate this, which is why I don't think they'll get blown out a lot this year,
mm-hmm.
is they've got good trench play.
Yeah, that's true.
The offensive line's good. The defensive line is good, which means they're going to, you know, most weeks they'll kind of stifle the run. They'll get to the quarterback a little bit. They'll make enough holes for their guys to find, you know, to move the chains. And when you do that, you find yourselves in a lot of fourth quarter games. I heard something this morning that Sirianni did the night before the game Saturday in a hotel. I think this is cool. Like, I would love this. I'm sure that there were some guys when it first happened were kind of like, all right, this is a little corny. What are we doing here? We're all professionals. This isn't college. But Sirianni said, all right, everybody stand up right before he dismissed. This is in the hotel. He said, I want you to shake the person next to you, shake their hand, and hug them. So it created a very collegiate environment. And then when everybody did it willingly and enthusiastically, and when they finished doing it, he said, now you guys are a team. Go play like one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, you got to
for a guy whose press conference was horrendous.
No, he couldn't.
It's a pretty good showing the night before the game.
He couldn't spit it out. Like, what he wanted to say.
Like you with Neuheisel.
Yeah, that's right. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter, though, because all that matters is how you play. Now, if they're losing and he tries to do something like that, like shake your guy's hand, it's like, all right, coach, enough.
Yep.
Like, we don't want to hear that.
Yep.
But before the season starts, you do something like that, then it makes guys feel good. I remember David Deal used to do this all the time. Every time we come on, David Deal comes on our show. He talks about that. You can count on me. He would say that every single game.
In the huddle or in the locker room or in the tunnel?
Before the game started, he would do it wherever he could get you.
Gotcha.
And it wasn't just me.
He'd do it to the whole team?
To everybody that was depending on him. Hey, you can count on me. And like, even though it was a little thing, like when I think back on it, it was meaningful.
I would love that. And so, I love to play with guys like
so
that.
So if you can create – well, that's why our – offensive line was so good back in those days, and won a couple championships. You know, after I left, because they were just tight,
mm-hmm.
right? There's just something about that kind of, you call it collegiate, but it's just a team. It's a team.
I love that Giants O line.
Athletes and sports, whether it's football or baseball, like we live by these stupid cliches. Like they say the same stuff, stupid stuff all over, but they believe them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're real, and playing together as a team is one of them. But sometimes it's lip service. I think for coaches or leaders of locker rooms, it can actually make it more than lip service. It lifts you. It really, and that's what I feel like is happening with the Philadelphia Eagles.
A little cold water potentially on the Eagles. All right, now the Niners are banged up.
Yeah,
Niners are banged up. But as I read, about a third of Hurts' attempts were at or behind the line of scrimmage.
That's fine.
Oh, I just want people to, I'm not saying it's not, but mm-hmm. no week one quarterback had fewer completed air yards, 3.4, or intended air yards, 3.7. Now, that's the plan against the Falcons defense. The Falcons, look, and by the way, not only want to get into a tangent on the Falcons, but you and I discussed briefly, do they trade Matt? We had Arthur Blank on the show. Do you trade Matt Ryan? Maybe the time to draft the quarterback. Part of knowing when to draft the quarterback is not only assessing what you have in front of you currently, but also what quarterback's going to be in the draft the next year.
Yeah.
And next year, 2022, the draft crop of quarterbacks is not nearly as good as the guys that just came out this year. There's no Trevor Lawrence. That's for sure. I don't think there's a Mac Jones. I don't think there's a Zach Wilson. I don't think there's any of those guys.
There's actually only, I just looked at this other day on Walter Football. I think there's only two that have first round grades.
The kid from Liberty.
The kid from Liberty.
And Rattler.
And Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, Howell's not a fraud. I'm not taking that kid top 10. I just can't do it.
And by the way, all of them are 6'1 or smaller.
I know they are. I know.
Right? All of them.
I know.
Every single one.
We mentioned that the other day. And the only point about the Falcons, and I get back, is that they may have really misread the situation. If they're a 3-4-5 win team, and they might be the way they looked this past week, where are they getting their quarterback in the draft this year? They may have missed on that.
Justin Fields would have looked really good following Matt Ryan.
They went for the tight end at 4 instead.
Yeah.
And if Pitts, who was quiet in week one, everybody was. If he, if he balls out and becomes the great tight end we think he probably will be, then it's okay.
I mean, he did have the most targets. That's a good thing.
Have 8? Eight targets. He's on my fantasy team. Yeah. I mean, if I didn't know how many targets, I'm a horrendous GM.
He's on mine, too. 8 targets, 4 catches, though. Calvin Ridley, he's obviously the top dog for the Atlanta Falcons now with Julio Jones gone. He also had 8 targets. So it's a good sign for Kyle Pitts. They're not in an executable state right now. I mean, their leading running back was Cordarrelle Patterson.
That's who's a return to receiver.
Exactly.
And the last couple of years have been running.
He's been a running back by, like, necessity.
I hear you.
He's your leading rusher.
All right. I almost don't want to put these on, but we got to stick with the vibe. You know what time it is coming up. I don't care about 3-7. Take that and throw it in the trash. 3-7 means zip. New week, Sharp T. Get ready to hopefully drop some winners. We'll do that coming up next. Against the spread, make it a little loot. Sharp Tierney, he's next right here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Welcome back to Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. I can't tell you how excited I am to do the next thing. I've never been an icon on the mic, but I'm going to transform into one. Now entering from parts unknown, from the outer boroughs of Brooklyn, New York, the concrete jungle, the man, the myth, the sharpest sharp west of the East River and east of the Hudson River. That dude that doesn't give a sewer rat's behind that he started out behind. It's the one, the only, BG Sharp Tierney in the house.
Boy, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Hey, man. Do I know you? Bro. Hey, man. What happened to BT?
I'm sorry about your Giants last night, T. What happened?
I can't call
tough
it.
One, huh,
I wish I was playing, but I can't call it.
I hear you. What is this? We don't need that. Would Tierney leave his papers behind again? You know, I got to tell you, thanks for the intro, brother. I appreciate
that. Did I do all right, man?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm doing well. Nice job, by the way, doing that Panthers-Jets game.
Oh, appreciate you,
well,
bro.
Well done. I heard good stuff. Good stuff. I was watching it in the cave with all the sharp bets. by the way, as I try to look cool, which I probably don't, can you tell I'm actually wearing my glasses under my sunglasses so I can actually see the little print that I have? Listen, you want to get picks right, you gotta get down to the minute details right. You got to be able to see it. So let's get this party rocking. Here we go. Listen, I ain't going to lie to you, man. Your boy's a little chilly. Your boy's a little cold. Last week, 3-7 against the spread. Obviously not good enough. All time, 455, 391, and 30. It's a healthy 55%. You know the object. We've got a nice mix of college and pros, over-unders, blah, blah, blah. So listen, the one thing I will tell you that last week was just, I got to be honest, dude, that bothered me. Because this is the first time that I have not started well.
Hey, blame me.
I usually come flying out, and I set the tone.
Can I take the blame?
You can. Why? Because you weren't here.
Because I wasn't.
Because you made me do the whole show by myself. You made Tierney do the whole show by himself.
I bailed.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
you did, man.
Blame me.
All right, I'll happily blame you.
We can wipe that off the slate if we want.
I could be 7-3 instead.
Yeah.
I actually lost money though. You gonna give me money?
No.
I gotcha. All right, let's do it. Wins, picks, let's go. Time to start making. Here it is.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. We've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
All righty. Tink, I hear you taking credit for that great introduction. This is what he just said. You like that great introduction I just gave Sharp Tierney?
I wrote that introduction
did
for
you, really?
Homie.
Actually wrote it?
Of course.
Say that. This is a guy who's buttoned up. He still can't say Neuheisel, but he's buttoned up. He can write. All right. Good job. I appreciate that, Tink. You know, now, what happens? You know, I'm a trend guy. I'm a big believer in trends and benchmarks and things that work in the past, go back to them. So, We had an unsightly, we don't mince words, unsightly, reprehensible, utterly unacceptable week one. When that happens, we go to the well of victory. What is that called? It's called the FNS, an acronym for what? The Friday Night Special. Tonight, we got UCF and Louisville, over-under 67, Cards allowing 400 yards a game offense. Dylan Gabriel for the Knights, their quarterback, very good. They put up over 600 last week. I'm going to take the over, 730 ESPN. Over under 67, FNS treat you right. Give me that. The big number in the Cards and the Knights. They hit the scoreboard orally and often. Go. Let's hear it. Come on. There it is. Atta boy. Western Michigan. Now, I don't know that I've ever done this, actually. I think about this. Has Sharp Tierney ever gone back-to-back? Maybe Tiki can interject here. Over-unders out of the shoot. Has that ever happened?
That has not happened.
I don't think
you usually save the over-unders for later on when people are like getting a little scary about your picks.
You know what? That's true, but I usually don't start 3-7 either, so we need to reverse all sorts of trends and do things we don't usually do, which is why I'm going back to the over-under well in game number two. Western Michigan is at Pitt. All right, the number's 59. Pitt's 2-0. Western Mish, the Bronx, home of Corey Davis, my new wide receiver for the Jets, 1-1. All right, now, will Pitt, the only issue here, can they avoid the letdown? I know Tennessee's not very good, but they still beat an SEC team, 41-34, so there's an exhilaration there. No disrespect to Western Michigan. They roll in. They're probably thinking Pitt is. We show up, we beat them, we become 3-0 for the third time in three straight years. You know what? Pitt will win. I feel very confident about that. And I also think Pitt will score a lot of points. Western Michigan's a decent program. They've got some lineage there the last couple of years. The number is appealing. The weather's going to be good. Over under 59. Give me the over for Pitt and Western Mish. All right. How about them Stangs? Let's not get a little cantankerous now there, Deke. SMU laying 12.5. I like it when you're in studio better. Yep. I can play off this.
You're
when you were gone last week, when you deserted Sharp Tierney, it didn't feel the same. That's why I went 3-7. SMU laying a lot of wood. Healthy, decent. A fair amount of wood. I guess in college, not that much. 12.5 at Louisiana Tech. By the way, little shout out to the great network. They cover that great show, Tiki and Tierney.
That's right.
CBS Sports Network does.
That's right.
This game is on CBS Sports Network at 3:30. That's right. At Louisiana Tech. They are, I forget their nickname. I think their colors are baby blue and red, a little white. They're 0-1.
Bulldogs,
that's
homie.
Right. Are they the Bulldogs like Fresno
Bulldogs.
State? All right. And Butler. So SMU is 2-0. Quarterback Tanner Mordecai. Who's that? Doesn't matter. He's got a vowel at the end of his name, which means he's Italian. And Italians know when you lose too many bets, eventually you got to win a couple. Otherwise, you got to pay and kneecaps get broken. We can't have any of that. SMU, -12.5. Give me the Stangs. They hooked me up. Can they lose? Can they not cover on our network? On my personal? No, that cannot happen. Give me SMU, -12.5. All right. ODU, little Taylor Heineke, home of him. But I'm going the other way. Who are they playing? They're playing Liberty. What's their nickname, Teak? Liberty what? Liberty what? Liberty what? Come on. Liberty what? My old girlfriend
Monarchs.
Was my old, like,
Flames.
In like the 50s, my old flame.
I'm thinking
flame.
ODU, Monarchs.
But why would you be thinking that?
I don't know.
I just said Liberty. I just told you the Monarchs are ODU. I said, what is Liberty? So what do you think about ODU for? Just think about what we're going to win with here, and we're going to win with a terrific quarterback. This kid is good. He might go first overall. His name is Malik Willis, who, by the way, transferred from Auburn. They beat Campbell. They beat Troy. Haven't played anybody yet. Liberty's 2-0. ODU was 0-1. I'm going to go. This is a lot of wood. I'm laying almost 30. -27. You want to be the top pick in the draft. You want to be a transformational quarterback. You want to do what a lot of us think you're going to do. By the way, he ran for almost 1,000 yards last year. He sliced you up with his arm, kind of like Kyler Murray, 6'1", 215, a little bit bigger. You want to be the first pick? You mop the floor, no disrespect to the Monarchs, with ODU. That will happen. Lay the 27. All right, NFL. NFL. I did a little bit better in the NFL. College, I was 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 3 in whatever the math is. Sharp Tierney's not very good at math when he's trying to juggle 9,000 things. What's the rest of that?
3-4.
Oh, yeah, there you go. 3-4. All right. The Bills, not quite 4. 3.5, though. That's what they're laying at Miami. I thought the Pats outplayed Miami. You listen to Tiki and Tierney, you know that Tierney guy's a little lukewarm on Tua. Will Fuller, this is strange. We don't know where he is, and we don't know why he's not playing, but this only emboldens me to roll with the Bills a little bit more down at South Beach. -3, shave the half point, obviously. Do I have to tell you that by now? Get rid of the hook just in case you win by field goal. At least you push. No blood there, but -3.5. Steelers really, really, really flexed on the Bills. That will change. I'm not saying they're blowing them out. Miami's a good team, well coached. Bills will win 7 points, 10 points. Fun game, tight game. Give me the Bills down to Florida. All right, the Broncos, they beat Tiki Squad week one of MetLife. They're laying 6. They're in Jacksonville. The Jaguars have all sorts of issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm going to lament this. Maybe I'm reading too much into things I can't quantify. But every single story, Jason Lock and Ford, the building is, there's no morale. Coaches think they're going to get fired. Players are disgruntled with Urban Meyer already. You know what? I'm going to ride that. Until proven, plus I know that they're not good. So until proven otherwise, I am going to take the Denver Broncos. I told you that's one of the games I got right last week. I had the Broncos as a wild card team, by the way. I like the Denver Broncos. If they're as good as I think they are, Teddy B protecting the rock without, obviously, Locke is not playing. So the other aspects of the team can just do their job and not give the opponents a short field like Locke is occasionally want to do. Denver should win this going away. I don't know, 31-10, 31-13. That defense is back. Von Miller looked good. Give me the Broncos, -6. All right, didn't touch him week one. I'm going to touch him week two, my boys. Jets. Well, which way am I going to go? You don't necessarily know which way I'm going to go, but I am going to actually get into this game. The Jets and the Pats at MetLife. Now, I know that Zach Wilson will eventually be a star. Although you may have said that about Sam Darnold as well, but that's old stuff. I really mean it this time with Zach Wilson. And I know they've got the right coach. Culture's changing. I don't think they'll give up as many days as they have in years past. Like that, you know, 57-year, even though they gave one allegedly with Sam Darnold to take Anderson, but that will not be a frequent occurrence. The Jets will be much more buttoned up. They showed great resolve. They could have been blown, they should have been blown out against Carolina. They fought. Wilson slowed down. Boom, touchdown. Boom, touchdown. I'm not sitting here saying the Jets are going to win. I am sitting here saying quite confidently the Jets will cover the 6. Give me gangrene at home. Place hasn't had fans for well over a year. Jet fans are ready to roll. Tight game. Jets could win. Could win. But I'm going to take the 6 in case. Jets +6. I don't like the Vikings. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this. Like, well, there's certain things you listen to our show. There's just certain things you know about what you believe with convictions and what I believe with certain things. I don't like this Vikings team.
Yeah.
I didn't like them last year. I didn't like them last week. I don't like them this week. I do like the Cardinals. Cardinals -3.5. Now, the Cardinals, remember Steve Keim and their ownership before the season? Not only do I expect to make the playoffs, I expect to go far. We're like, oh, okay. We like the confidence. You know, year 3 for Cliff Kingsbury, year 3 for the first overall pick. You brought in a lot of veterans, A.J. Green, J.J. Watt. You got Hopkins. You know, you got Christian Kirk. I mean, you got players. Mm-hmm. I don't love their old line. That could hurt them down the road against a really good team. The Vikings are not a really good team. Give me the Arizona Cardinals. Lay the 3.5. Cardinals move to 2-0. Arizona. All right. This would have been a great team if the Ravens were going to be a good team this year. Ravens are not going to be a good team this year. I have established this opinion really now for a couple of weeks. All the injuries, myriad injuries. I don't know how you work around this after a certain, no running backs. Your best corner got hurt. I didn't think you were as good as some people thought they were a year ago. It's a big number, and out of respect to the rivalry and the organization, the Ravens, I'm not going to actually, it's a little bit, not big, but too big for my taste. I'm not going to take the Chiefs with the points. I'm going to take an over-under here. Mm. The third over-under, and it's the third time I'm going over. The over-under is 54.5. I know the Chiefs will score with frequency and with ease, and I do think that Lamar will bust a player or two because he's just inherently that gifted, but also out of frustration, make a mistake or two that will give either the Chiefs points or a sure field that will help get this number over. Give me the over, 54.5, Kansas City, Baltimore. All right, final one. Teak, there's hunches, there's number crunches, right? This is kind of in between. This is a little bit of both. And then there's just the that voice in your head that says, yeah, this is something just, we've got to get back to normal here. And what's got to get back to normal is the Packers have to look like a real football team and the Lions have to resemble a doormat. And I think that that's going to happen this week. Now, I do think that the Lions will fight for Campbell. Hell, they fought against the Niners. It was a one-score game, right? I lost that game with Sharp Tierney. I lost by 0.5 points. But I think that, you know, when you have the kind of week that Aaron Rodgers had and the whole world, not us, but outside of here, turned on you, you better handle business. The entire world's watching because it's Monday night. 11 points. I know Detroit's a pro team, and they got pride, and Campbell's going to demand that they play their behinds off, and they will. But eventually, the Packers will pull away. I'm not going to sit here and say 40-7. I'm not going to disrespect Detroit like that. But Rodgers gets healthy. Defense makes a few plays. Goff looks pedestrian. Give me the Packers minus 11 Monday night at Lambeau. So, in summation, tonight, Friday night special, give me the over, UCF and Louisville. I'll take Western Michigan and Pitt over under 59. I'll take the over. How about the Mustangs out of SMU laying 12 at a hook at Louisiana Tech? Give me SMU. Old Dominion at Liberty. Malik Willis could be the first overall pick. He flexes Flames by at least 27. I'll take the Bills in Miami minus 3.5. Broncos to smack and punk the Jaguars minus 6. Jets plus 6 against the Pats at home. Give me the Cards. They look sharp again. Minus 3.5. They'll handle the Vikings. Chiefs and the Ravens at a shootout. 54.5. Take the over. And Monday night, Packers minus 11 over divisional foe Detroit.
Like it.
Thank you, Teek. I appreciate that, buddy. There it is. Week 2. Sharp Tierney NFL picks. We'll get them up on Twitter. Santa will take care of that. Let's get an update. We got ACK. We'll come back. We'll hit you with our whip around NFL Week 2. All the games I did not mention here after ACK's update, which is right now. Here's Rich.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, get ready to wrap it up. But first, we got a little whip around. Hit all the games week two didn't mention during the Sharp Tierney segment. Give you a little thought on each game, a little flavor. Before we do that, though, Tiki, time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question, Mike out in Pennsylvania wants to know, short and sweet, right now after week one, who do you think's the best defense in the NFL? Who
yeah,
you got,
Tiki? This is an easy one for me, just from on paper. I mean, you could say the Saints. Because of how they manhandled the Green Bay Packers and the reigning MVP, Aaron Rodgers. But I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals, BT. Chandler Jones had 5 sacks last weekend. And we forget T.J. Watt is there. Isaiah Simmons, who was that versatile safety/linebacker they drafted from Clemson last year, he's still
good
on
call.
That team.
Buda Baker.
Zaven Collins, a kid from Tulsa who's just a freak of nature.
Yeah, first-round pick.
Yep, first-round pick starting in the middle.
Yep.
They have talent all up and down the defense, and it showed up against the Tennessee Titans, who were supposed to be pretty good this year after what they did last year, and just manhandled them. So
Taylor Wan was abused.
He was. I'm going to say he tweeted about it.
Yeah, yes, he did.
I'm going to say the Arizona Cardinals after week one.
All right. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. Will you car care needs guarantee low prices, excellent customer service from our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So if you guys missed the Sharp Tierney segment, Santa's already put them up on social media, Twitter, at Tiki and Tierney. Right now, though, it's how we wrap up every single Football Friday. Our whip around week two, Tiki and Tierney style. Let's go.
the Cincinnati Bengals, the Chicago Bears.
All right, Sheik, this is on Fox 1 Eastern. Bengals 1-0. A little bit of a surprise there for some. The Bears 0-1, 2.5 points. Chicago's favorite, Soldier Field, 89 and sunny. What we got here?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised last week how well Joe Burrow played coming off that ACL injury. And I know that eventually, you know, this will be a quarterback matchup. Say these teams meet in 2 years from now. It'll be, you know, young Joe Burrow against young Justin Fields. But right now they're still flirting with Andy Dalton with Chicago. So I got to give the advantage here to the Bengals. I think they're, you know, T. Higgins and that wide receiving core, they're starting to play well together, even though it's only, first couple of seasons together. I like the Bengals in this one.
Well, speaking of Justin Fields, Matt Nagy talked about using Fields in certain packages. Here's Chicago's head coach.
If you have positive plays and you have a touchdown run like he had and it helps the team, then those are good because it's their building blocks for him to get under the lights. So you get a little bit of that and you take those first snaps. It helps you out.
The Houston Texans, the Cleveland Browns.
All right, this one's at First Energy Stadium. Baker Mayfield on his former teammate. This is pretty interesting. Talk about leadership and what he learned from sharing a quarterback room with Double T.
I think people took Tyrod for granted. He's an extremely good leader. You know, his work ethic alone, just his routine and being the same guy every single day for every single person in the building is, you know, it's a tremendous way of, you know, showing his leadership. Obviously, great athlete. I think he's a great quarterback. I'm very thankful to, you know, to have stepped in a QB room with Drew Stanton and Tyrod that I was able to learn from those guys. And it's something I'm, you know, obviously very grateful for.
No weather issues expected. 81 and sunny. CBS 1 Eastern. Texans 1-0. The Browns have yet to win. You think that'll be the other way around. But I think the Texans get thumped personally. What are you seeing here, T?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to get thumped. I think this team plays hard for David Culley. We saw it last weekend when Tyrod Taylor threw for 291 yards and a couple touchdowns. And Brandon Cooks was explosive, as he always is. I mean, he gets traded every other year.
He does.
Wherever he is.
Yeah, he does.
He ends up having
Pats, Rams.
Exactly.
Texans.
Exactly. Great starts to seasons. And Mark Ingram is their running back there. And Mark Ingram still has some juice left in the tank. So I think you're right. I think the Browns win this game. I don't think it's going to be easy, though.
The number's about 11 or so, so we shall see.
Los Angeles Rams, the Indianapolis Colts.
All right, this one's in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium Dome. Weather obviously no issue. Fox has it 1 Eastern. Colts 0-1. The Rams 1-0. Carson Wentz looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did look pretty good. Looked comfortable after coming off this, the foot surgery, as we talked about. You know, the one thing I look at from the Indianapolis Colts is Jonathan Taylor's got to get going. We had him on, you know, to start the preview of the season this year with our Tiki and Tierney training camp two-a-days. And we like Jonathan Taylor. He had a really good rookie season. And if they don't get him going, it's going to be a lot harder for this team to win, especially against a defense that is as good and aggressive as the Rams defense is. And on the other side, this is a big challenge for the Colts defense. It's got a lot of hype coming into this season, but Matt Stafford is a stud.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that in Detroit, even though the team was bad, you started to hear the respect paid to him by a lot of older quarterbacks and analysts. And now in Sean McVay's system, he's going to be great this year.
Rams laying 3.5 points here. Speaking of Stafford, how about this? He touched on the added pressure being in, you know, Lakerville and Dodgerville to win a championship.
We were trying to win them, too, when I was in Detroit. Tigers were pretty damn good when I first got there. The Red Wings were pretty good. Pistons were rebuilding a little bit. But, I understand what you're asking me. No different to me. I'm just going out there trying to execute as best I can.
The San Francisco 49ers, the Philadelphia Eagles.
That was my bad, Stu Getz. By the way, the Pistons had won a championship a couple years before that. I mean, it wasn't like they're, you know,
yeah,
that decade,
but
I get it.
In the moment, they were rebuilding.
Lincoln Financial Field, 80 and sunny. We touched on this extensively before. Both teams 1-0. Nick Bosa on a little Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray matchup.
He's not really looking to run like Kyler is. Kyler's looking to run, and I think Jalen wants to get rid of the ball, but if he has that chance, he'll take it.
A little bit of a different style. 1 Eastern, Fox. And, you know, I mean, so this is a beat-up Niners team. And I think a lot of people peering in on this game saying, all right, Eagles, what do you got for us this week?
Yeah, no, this is going to be a challenge for the 49ers. I know they're good. I don't want to knock them at all. But
yep.
Eric Armstead, he was limited. He might not play. You talk about Raheem Mostert, he's out
for the season.
For the season with a knee injury.
Yeah.
Jason Verrett, he has an ACL injury, tore it again. It's just the list is, I mean, it's 15 deep for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I still think they have the better team on paper. They've drafted really well, so they have some depth at places that matter, in particular at the running back position. So I think they'll be okay. Elijah Mitchell, who we hit on earlier in the week, he balled when Mostert went out. But this is going to be about ball control for the Eagles. If they can control the clock and control, like, the simple things, the time of possession and, you know, field position, then I think they can find a way to win this at home. I like the Eagles here at home. It's rough to come across the country, and if Jalen Hurts is the winner that we know he is, they'll keep this one close and maybe even win it.
Las Vegas Raiders, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Both teams feeling pretty good. Heinz Field, 78, mostly sunny. Steelers, a nice win against a really good Bills team. The Raiders, that awesome overtime game Monday against the Ravens. Pittsburgh, 6-point favorite. CBS, great matchup on CBS 1 Eastern. And Derek Carr knows T.J. Watt and the Steelers defense get ready to bring it.
He's fun to watch, you know, from afar, you know, and admire his game. But exciting challenge for us also to go against him. You know, he got his new contract and he deserves every penny. That's easy to see. But it's also fun to compete against the best.
Raiders hang around here, Teak?
It's going to be tough without Josh Jacobs to control this game. But I think this Steelers defense is going to be too much for what the Raiders have to offer. They're good, the Raiders. Better than I think people thought. But the Steelers are great on defense.
The New Orleans Saints. The Carolina Panthers.
Well, there's a real challenge here. Like, 7 or 8 of the Saints coaches aren't even going to be coaching due to COVID protocol. So, coming off the great win against the Packers, they're 1-0. Carolina beat my Jets. This one is New Orleans -3.5. Bank of America Field. Teak was just out there this past weekend. 84, mostly sunny. How about Jameis Winston when he watches the tape? What's he see on Carolina's D?
I think they put some great pressure on the edge. The good thing is we have two all-pro tackles, so that's a blessing that we have with us. Another thing is that simplicity. And anytime that you find a defense that's pretty simple, you know that they're going to execute really well.
Teak, you know I liked Carolina coming into the season. I kind of like the Panthers here, too.
Well, here's the thing. He mentioned this about his tackles with the Saints. It's Ryan Ramczyk and Terron Armstrong. If they don't contain Brian Burns and Hassan Reddick coming off respective sides, it's going to be a long day for Jameis. And we know how Jameis is when he gets pressured. So I think this game is tight. I mean, that line, it feels small given what the Saints did in Week 1 to the Green Bay Packers. But I think it's about right. This is going to be a hotly contested game. Sam Darnold looked great in Week 1.
Looked good.
The Atlanta Falcons. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Going to be hot, Raymond James Stadium, 90-plus and sunny. Tampa -12.5. The Falcons looked awful. Matt Ryan, he knows that guy on the other side on the history with Tom Brady.
Listen, of course we want to win this week, but it's not going to make up for that. Like, you know, it's one of those things. It's a part of your past. It's part of what happened, but – it's got no bearing on this week.
Teak, this one's on Fox, 4:05 Eastern. Yeah. And, you don't want to overreact too much, but the Falcons could be pretty bad this year.
He sounds defeated already. Just saying. You can't make this line big enough. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right.
The Dallas Cowboys. Los Angeles Chargers.
Duly noted. Layla Woods. Here we go.
You should have picked this one. This is an easy over, brother.
Yeah, you like this? Talking about the Cowboys and the Chargers. Yeah, Cowboys a little bit banged up here. Chargers only 3.5-point favorite. Dallas fans are going to swarm, you know, the beautiful SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. Inglewood always up to no good. listen, I think that the Chargers are a team that when we get to that last week of the season, I think the Chargers are right there with everybody in the AFC. I like the Chargers.
I agree. Look, the AFC West and the NFC West are the two best divisions of football. The only two that did not suffer a loss in Week 1. And I think that the Chargers can score and the Cowboys can score, even though Michael Gallup is out.
Yes.
I don't think it disturbs what they're going to try to do offensively down in Big D, out in Los Angeles.
Big D light at SoFi.
Yeah, exactly. Hollywood up to no good.
Even Buffalo, even Hollywood trying to get up in there. Sacramento, where you at?
The Tennessee Titans. The Seattle Seahawks.
I had to double check. I guess the stadium's called Lumen Field now. I had to double check that.
Did not know that.
Seahawks 1-0. Their defense has gotten better since midpoint last year. Incrementally gotten better. Titans looked awful in Week 1. Derrick Henry, he was rough in Week 1. Here he is trying to get going.
We know last week wasn't our standard. Just come out here and focus on being better. Being locked in on what we got to do. And, play by play or each rep. and that's all we can do. But you know, guys are hungry to get better. Just trying to put it together this week.
All right, so there it is, our week two NFL whip around, Tiki and Tierney style. And obviously, a lot of games are going to be watched. A lot of beverages will be consumed. Don't have too many beverages where you sound like this, though.
The conversation we're going to have in our last hour with next segment. After Rick Neuheisel, we have Rick. Jeez, we have Rick Neuheisel right, next.
Take your eyes off the soccer game for a second, buddy.
We have Rick Neuheisel next.
And if you do sound like that at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, just take an Advil before you go to bed. Drink some water, you'll be all right.
As long as you have water, you're fine.
Yeah, you always have to. That's a veteran move.
You will wake up fine.
How about this, Teague? Tomorrow, 11 a.m. opening day soccer. All right, which is going to be awesome. The Arsenal, that's the name of Colts team.
Oh, Arsenal, right. EPL. They're not playing
anymore. Arsenal.
Just kidding.
1:30 opening day for football. Okay. And then at 4 p.m., doubleheader full baseball.
Oh, dude.
Not to mention soccer and cheer for my little one, my daughter.
You got a busy day
ahead
of you.
And I love every second of it, man.
It'd be fun.
Have a great time at Penn State.
Thank you, man. Whiteout.
Right. Yeah. 6-6 in the whiteout. Let's see if you tilted favorably or negatively. Everybody, outstanding weekend. Appreciate you. Oh, Tink, you got to get the camera. Camera shot, buddy, real quick, man. Come on. Ah, come on, Tink. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you. I got you. Bye-bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.